What can you do when it's all over? Good morning. This week, in addition to the regular Torah portion, we add an additional Torah portion that presents the formula of the Torah for impurity. And the formula is, take ashes, mix them with water, and voila, you are pure. What does that mean? So ashes represent the end of something. It's been burnt up, and now it's ash. And similarly, ashes represent confusion, addiction, depression. You've hit a brick wall. The Torah says you need to add water. Water represents life. The world was created enveloped in water. A person is born enveloped in water. For anything to grow, you have to have water. When you see the sun setting in one place, the Torah is telling us, you see the ashes, you have to know it's rising in a different place. It's the beginning of a new time period. When you get married, you may have ended your life as a single, but now you're beginning your life as a couple. And in a similar way, yes, when you hit a brick wall, it is a brick wall and it's painful, but that means that Hashem is giving you the opportunity to start fresh in a new and higher and more blessed way. This is what the Rebbe did right after the Holocaust, when the world was in a state of ash, the Jewish world, and literally and figuratively, and the Rebbe instructed anyone who would listen, take the water of the Torah, the water of life, and spread the water of the Torah, and you will see rejuvenation. And this is what happened and is happening throughout the world, with the Torah and Hasidus being spread in every country and city. We're seeing a rejuvenation, and we're going to see the coming of Mashiach very soon. We see this happen immediately. Candlelighting time for Los Angeles is 6:54. I'd like to dedicate a minute of Torah today to Ike Yarmak in honor of his birthday tonight. Ike, may you have a year of bracha v'yatzlacha b'gashmius v'ruchnius. Also, I'd like to dedicate this to Menachem Liberov and Shana Sandhaus in honor of their recent engagement. May Bibasha Tevum Butzlachas. Binyan Adeyad, have a wonderful Shabbos.